All right, we spent a lot of time this week talking about the hurricane and the damage it did, and now we're seeing some of the aftermath. Let's go to the ground in Venice, Florida. Joining us from ABC News, Morgan Norwood. Hey, Morgan, tell us where you are and what you see. We know the devastation that you're looking at is just brutal.
Brutal, heartbreaking is really the word as well. Live from Venice, Florida here, hit incredibly hard. I mean, if I can just describe to you the scene as best as I can. A transformer blew here at this mobile home park, bursted into flames during the height of the storm, and burned several homes to the ground. Many of the residents here, you know, they did leave. They sheltered in place elsewhere. But they're coming back to this, and this is the devastation that they're met with. But I'll say this, while people here are reeling in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian, all across Florida, the Carolinas right now getting slammed with this powerful storm that really took a lot of people by surprise.
You were in Tampa, correct?
I was in Tampa.
Okay,
absolutely.
So tell us about what it was like being in the middle of the hurricane and having to report on that and having to discuss that and see the devastation.
You know, I'll say this. I have covered several hurricanes just for perspective. I lived in Florida for a little bit, for about 2.5 years. I'm originally from North Carolina. I've dealt with hurricanes, personally, with my own family. Ian really kind of almost knocked you off your feet there. That was a powerful, powerful storm. Incredibly heavy winds. I mean, there were times that I had to brace myself. You know, I almost had to catch light spins, debris, dodging that at times. It was an incredibly intense storm. Our team certainly did stay safe and took all of the precautions, thankfully, but that was an incredibly hard storm to cover. I think for me, it's even harder seeing the devastation, the aftermath, talking with the families who are heartbroken, talking with the families who are left with nothing, talking with the families who are coming face to face with this devastation. That is honestly the hardest part for me because you feel for them and you really feel their pain and you know the long road to recovery. It's going to be expensive, a marathon and not a sprint for sure.
Talking to Morgan Norwood, ABC News correspondent, you talk about expensive. There are a lot of people out there, I was surprised to find out, that don't have flood insurance, and a lot of people out there who they're not going to be able to rebuild in the way that they thought because this is going to bankrupt and destroy so many insurance companies. It's that big of a nightmare for everybody, and the government's going to get involved, but it's going to be billions.
Yeah, billions, billions upon billions. And, you know, it's interesting that you say that. I just finished interviewing a family, who were victims in this fire, and obviously in this hurricane. And they were talking to me. They just moved from up north 3 months ago, built this home from the ground up, and now it's been reduced to rubble. And so they're talking about how many phone calls that they've had to make to the insurance company, to some of the disaster aid nonprofits, things like that. Just trying to navigate the system of recovery is just as disastrous as, the natural disaster itself. And so people really have a hard time here, and it's going to be difficult from all angles. And so our hearts are definitely with the folks here in Southwest Florida, but also everyone back in North Carolina who, though may not get in on the Category 4 hurricane, are still going to feel some impact from this as well.
Hey, Morgan, what's right now, what's the power situation like? How fast is that working to get that restored? And, because, you heard DeSantis come out and on several occasions said this thing could take weeks and months in certain areas. Is it starting to come back a little quicker?
You know what? I think it still stands at more than 2 million people across Florida still in the dark. We know that thousands of linemen have descended upon the state to help restore power. But, there's one thing that I'm checking on as well. You know, as the Southeast is dealing with this storm, of course, neighboring states have started to send resources and linemen in as well. I'm just wondering if they are also scrambling to get back home. With that said, we did know that the governor said that was going to be a big priority for crews today and into the weekend, is to try to figure out how to restore power. But again, they've got a difficult task on their hand. They're dodging debris. They're dodging flooding. And so this is really going to be extensive work in the days ahead, the months ahead, and the years ahead.
Hey, last one. Morgan Norwood is out in Venice, Florida, ABC News. You told us the story of one family. When you leave this area, when you have a few minutes to think, what is the one story maybe with a family that you're gonna sit back and say, wow, I can't believe that I talked to that family and what happened?
You know, it would probably have to be that one, but there are so many stories like that. You know, I was looking at a piece of video that came in from one of our affiliates today. You know, someone being pulled from the rubble for hours had been trapped underneath, miraculously, you know, making it out alive. I mean, you hear those stories as well, but you also hear the stories of humanity. I mean, so many people, especially in Florida, you know, they come together during times like this. So we're seeing nonprofits, we're seeing churches. We are really seeing, you know, humanity on full display, and we're seeing the helpers here. And so that makes my heart so happy because the people desperately need that.
Yeah. Morgan, stay safe. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.